This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Gamley. On a hilltop in Guilford, along the shoreline of Lake Winnipesaukee, sits a dilapidated castle. Next week, the town's selectmen will hold a public hearing to talk about possibly tearing down Kimball Castle. Despite efforts over the years to restore the building and turn it into a legitimate public attraction, the company that owns the 20-acre site has not been able to move ahead with plans and has asked the town for permission to raise the 114-year-old castle. On the phone with a little history and possible fate of Kimball Castle is Guilford Town Administrator Scott Dunn. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Kimball Castle's been a kind of a local landmark for decades now, and it's been an unofficial hiking spot for many, but it's never really been open as a tourist attraction, has it?
No, the castle is actually on private property, and it abuts a parcel of land that is owned by the town in trust where there are outstanding hiking trails and scenic vistas.
Let's backtrack a little bit and get a quick history lesson. How did the castle end up being built there?
Well, it was built by Benjamin Kimball, who was referred to as a railroad baron. He was a very wealthy man and wanted the castle and picked a great spot. At that time, he owned all of the land from the castle down to Lake Winnipesaukee and built his dream home. And I'm not sure the year that he died, but his wife wasn't really interested in living there or seeing the castle restored. Eventually, it ended up his daughter-in-law was the one who created the Kimball Castle Trust, and they didn't have the resources to care for it, and so somebody else became a trustee, and those are the folks who really did nothing, and rumor has it absconded with all the money that was in the trust. And so the town begrudgingly stepped in to become the trustees of the castle with some strict conditions in place, one of them being that, you know, the town was not going to invest in the castle itself.
My understanding is over the years, vandalism has taken its toll.
Vandalism has taken its toll, but from my estimation, probably more the major reason the castle is in its condition that it is today, more than any other, is pure and simple neglect. It's privately owned. The town made it clear when it acquired the property in 1991, I believe, that there would never be any tax resources devoted to the care and upkeep of the castle. And in fact, the trust, which the town agreed to accept, made it also pretty clear that the money held in trust was not to be used for the care and upkeep of the castle as well.
So who owns the castle and what were they planning to do with it?
An organization called Historic Inns of New England had obtained permission from all concerned parties to build an inn and a restaurant there, but it was all based on the premise that they would restore the castle for that purpose.
And what happened?
Nothing. Shortly after that, within a couple of years, Historic Inns of New England went out of business, and one of the primary investors in that organization ended up with the 20 acres and the castle as private property.
And it's just been sitting ever since?
There have been some attempts to do some minor work on it. I know there was some investment made in securing that so water wasn't getting through. But all in all, the owners, past and present, never really had the resources it needed to restore the castle or really make it weather tight. And throw in the fact that people were trespassing and going into the castle unauthorized and leaving doors and windows unopened. And water has taken over and got behind a lot of the walls and caused some serious damage to the point now where it's probably never going to be restored.
What becomes of the land if the castle is torn down? And is there any chance the castle would be saved? Maybe a white knight coming in at, you know, the 11th hour and buying the castle?
Well, the land has been for sale for 4 or 5 years or so. So anybody who wants to buy a castle has an opportunity to do so, knowing that it will take a major investment to restore it or fix it. But the current owners, their plans are to tear it down.
What do you expect to happen at the public hearing that's taking place next week?
They have submitted a proposal to the town and to the Attorney General's office for changing the conditions of the trust. And there's a whole long list of things that they would like to see done differently. And so they've presented this petition and a proposed deed to the Guilford Board of Selectmen. And the Guilford Board of Selectmen are required by law to hold a public hearing to solicit input on that. But what I want to be very clear is that the document that's being presented at the public hearing is not a document that was written by the town of Guilford or the selectmen for the town of Guilford. Now, that being said, the selectmen have already given permission to the owners to tear down the castle, and I'm not sure, as I sit here today, what position the town is in to prevent that from happening. And one of the things I think the town is going to want to consider is having some remnant of the castle remain in place and finding some way to ensure that that remnant would be accessible to the public under some very limited terms or periods.
Scott Dunn is the Guilford Town Administrator. He joined us to talk about Kimball Castle on the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee in Guilford.